こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで新商品追加されています。イエイ、
Yes.
マーズローバー、めっちゃイケてるローバーシャツ。
It's the coolest one.
Yeah, チェックしてみてください。1個目。Trends in Cognitive Sciences に掲載されたノースウェスタン大学ケロッグ経営大学院のレビューで、互いの協力によって集団を守ってきた人間の社会的本能がソーシャルメディアのアルゴリズムによって逆に分断を生んでいる状態が指摘されています。歴史的に人類はグループの生存や規範のために権威、内集団、道徳、感情の4つの要素を重視して学習するバイアスがありますが、ソーシャルメディアのアルゴリズムは広告収入を増やすためにエンゲージメントが最大化する情報を選択するため、そのバイアスがかかっている情報ばかりを過度に増幅させる状態になり、内容の正確さにかかわらず政治的なトピックや物議を醸す話題ばかりがフィードを埋め尽くす結果となっています。
According to a review published in Trends in Cognitive Sciences by researchers at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management, the social instincts which had historically enabled human cooperation are now paradoxically causing societal division in a world affected by social media algorithms.In order to survive and establish norms for their communities, humans are biased towards learning with a focus on prestige, in-group conformity, morality, and emotion. However, the algorithms used in social media are typically optimized for engagement in order to maximize advertising revenue. To accomplish this, they tend to amplify biased information and promote controversial posts in users' feeds, regardless of their veracity.
そう、そのバイアス、その内容にバイアスがかかっているというよりは、この4つの要素をみんなが見ちゃうっていうバイアスがあって、それがさらに増幅されちゃうみたいな、
うん、
でこれをこの、レビューの中ではプライムって呼んでんだけど、その頭文字を取って Prestigious, In-group, Moral, Emotional で、このプライムが Overpresentationの状態になっていますっていう。
Kind of a nice acronym.
ね、そう、なんか言いやすいよね、プライム情報みたいな。だから、まあそのまず権威っていうのは要は誰が言ってるかっていうことだよね。政治家が言ってる、お医者さんが言ってる、人気のインフルエンサーが言ってるとか、とにかくその権威なんだけど、それはまあネット上だと容易に装うことができますとか。で、内集団っていうのは、まあ、いわゆる内と外だから、まあ、男性と女性、日本人と外国人、子供いる人いない人とか、
mm-hmm.
老人と若者とか、そういうこう、まあ、自分とそうじゃない人みたいな感じの、でそのうち自分と同じ集団に属していると思われる人がネット上だと内集団になっちゃうっていう。で、本来というか、もともとはそうじゃないわけだよね。その実際に知ってる仲間、本当に信頼できる仲間の情報を集めてたはずなんだけど、まあ、ネットでは必ずしも知ってる人ではない、必ずしも信頼できる相手ではないっていう、
うん、
まあ、あと普通にモラル、その回転寿司でペロペロとか、そういう芸能人の不倫とか、そういうモラルに関する情報、
right.
最後は感情、まあ、けしからん系が多いよね。だからコンビニの店員がこんなことしてるとか、パパ活女子がなんちゃら、政治家がどうこうとか、なんかそれでこうイライラするっていうのは自然な感情なんだけど、とにかくそういう情報がまあ多すぎるから、このレビューで言ってたのは、そのソーシャルメディアの企業がまあレベニューを増やさなきゃいけないっていうゴールは分かるんだけど、このプライム情報のにリミットを設けてはどうかみたいな、
うん、
だからアンプリファイしたり、プライオリタイ、その優先するプライム情報の上限を設定して、プライムに当てはまらない情報もみんなに拡散する まあ、みんなが見る機会がある状態にすることによってプライムばっかりが今見せられてるわけだからそれでみんながハッピーじゃない状態だからそれをどうにかできるんじゃないかっていうふうに提案してた。
Oh, what do people want to see? You know, like what do people... If we judge from how people behave, we get a different result than if we ask people, right?
そう、だから結局見たくないけど見ちゃうわけだよね。
Mm-hmm.
で、みんな結局このプライムの情報を見ちゃうわけだよね。見たらストレスなんだけど、あ、こんな回転寿司でこんなことあったらしいって言ったらみんな見ちゃう。だからそれでただストレスになる。
How do you think this focus has changed over time? Because I feel like I've noticed a shift in how each of these are weighted in what we pay attention to.
In what way?
I would say that for certain groups of people, their focus on prestige has gone down since the pandemic, for example. I mean, that'd be one specific example. I would say in-group conformity has increased since 2016. As I think appeals to, you know, the focus on morality has increased dramatically in the last maybe 2 years or so. This is just my intuitive sense. You know, I wish we had a way to more objectively, you know, quantify changes in each of these aspects of our focus. But
yeah, I agree. And I think that そのprestigiousの定義が変わってる気がする。むしろそのなんていうか、今までだったらじゃあこういう肩書きがあって、まあ、例えば有名でテレビに出てて、なんとなくこうその肩書きがいろんな人方面からコンファームされてる人みたいな、でも今はこううち集団に属しててなんかフォロワーが多いとかその賛同してる人が多ければもうそれはprestigiousということになるみたいな。特に顔が見えなくて匿名とかで実際誰なのか分かんなくてもそれがもうなんていうのフォロワーの数とかで相殺されるみたいな。
I think these things are not entirely separate, right? So there are appeals to morality that would boost the prestige of some group or individual as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if someone is in, if you are of a group mind and someone is in your group and also aligns with you morally, then you're likely to rate their prestige as higher, I think. Who's someone that you would find, I mean, I guess it's not necessarily a person because it, you know, it depends on what the question is, right? Like, what's the topic? And right. So if there's some particular scientific issue, you know, do you go to some, you know, academic researcher or like who's credible? I think credibility is the main thing there for prestige.
Yeah. で、昔はね、2チャンネルとかがまさにこう今のツイッターの元祖みたいな感じになってきてるなっていうかさ、ただ昔はこうもうちょいアングラ感があったっていうか、表立って2チャンネルを見てるって言えない雰囲気があったと思うんだよね。私そのネット、その2チャンで見たこととか2チャンで使われてるスラングをリアルで使うっていうのはもう死ぬほど恥ずかしいことだみたいな風潮があって、なんていうかこっそり見るもの、だからその誰かを叩いたりとか誰かのネットで悪口を言ったりとか、そういうのはもう恥ずかしいことであってこっそり2チャンでやるみたいな、だそれがすごいドロドロしててこう悪いものみたいな感じだったけど、それが逆にツイッターでメインストリームになってしまっていて、 ある意味より悪いなってこの間ちょっとふと思ったんだけど、いつの間にかそれをすることが別に恥ずかしくもなんともない普通のことになってしまって、あまりその垣根がないというかさ。
Well, what is your experience like on Twitter? Or like what are you referring to exactly? Because people are having different experiences, I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean like そのネット上で誰かが誰かを叩いてるとかさ、そういうこう何どす黒い情報をやり取りしていて、それを見てるっていうこと自体がもう今普通じゃん。だってフィードに流れてくるからね。だけど昔はやっぱそういうのをフィードとかがないから、まあ、わざわざ自分で見に行くわけだよね。でそれはこうやっぱ恥ずかしいことみたいな意識があったから、その例えば週刊誌の下世話なページを見るみたいな感じで、その表だってさ、私はこれを読んでます、これこういう話題が大好きみたいなのってちょっとどうなのって感じだったけど、今はもうそれが知らない間にすごい普通のことになっちゃったなと思って、
うん、
だから例えば専業主婦とキャリアウーマン のなんだろう、そのどっちがいいどっちが悪いとかさもそうだし、まあ、日本人と対外国人とか、まあ、何でもいいんだけど、そういうドロドロした部分みたいながすごい気づいたら表に出てきてんなみたいな、なんか、
うん、
昔はもっとね、埋もれてたのに、わざわざ見に行かないとないものだったけど、今はもうプッシュされてさ、
Do you think
老若男女みんなが見ちゃってる。
I definitely think culture is different、than in like real life, but you know, people, and I didn't watch this in the show, but there's this popular scene from Game of Thrones where everyone's chanting shame, you know, and yeah. that's possible now online, you know, like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's
possible to go, it's happening all the time, that's normalized now.
Yeah, the canceling stuff has gotten, it's like gone beyond it's like beyond partisan now, you know, like yeah. everyone's just getting canceled left and right. So
yeah, and I think that そうだからなんか2チャンネルもさ、こう見てる人は大量にいて、だから結構みんな見てるんだろうけど、みんなが見てるっていう意識はあんまなかったっていうか、これは一部のものであるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
だから。Well,だから心が平和でいられたっていうか、そのやばい人いっぱいいるけど、でもそれはこう世の中の一部であってっていう、こう予想を得てたわけだよね。だけど予想を得てたのか、そっちが事実なのか今となってよく分かんないけど、ただこうツイッターみんな使ってるのにこんなドロドロになってるように見える。でそれはまさにこのレビューが言ってるように、このプライム情報が無理やりプッシュされてるからなわけだけど、なんかこうみんなこうなんだみたいな、みんなこうやってドロドロしてイライラしてるように見えちゃうから、例えばさ今スレッズとか見るとさ、何も起きてないように見えるわけじゃん。まあスレッズのがどういう仕組みになってるのかよく分かんないから、みんなのフィードがどうなってるのかも分かんないけどさ、あれはなんていうの、自分がフォローしてるんじゃないやつもプッシュしてくるわけじゃん。ツイッターだとそういうのは確かにこのレビューが言ってるようにすごい物議を醸すやつばっかりを押してくるけど、スレッズはなんか誰かのこうお昼ご飯の話とかそういうなんともないやつがプッシュされてくるから、雰囲気がやっぱり全然違うわけだよね。だからアルゴリズムによってこう全然違う世界になってるっていう。
どんだけツイッターが殺伐、It's totally different, right? And it because the networks are also different because of where the follows came from, because they were ported from. Yeah, but
so you controversial なところにしたくないってザッカーバーグが言ってるもんね。だからあえてそう今こうなってるのかなと思うけど、そのどんだけツイッターが殺伐としていて、それが それをプッシュしてるからだっていうのをなんかスレッズ見てるとちょっと、まあ、スレッズ見ることないんだけどなんかその結果つまんないから見ないんだけどどっちもどっちというかいい悪いの話ではないんだけど
Personally I find Twitter to be like way more enjoyable and interesting than before but you know I could be biased but like I see a lot of really funny stuff lately whereIt's funny, you know. I'm entertained. It's not stressing me out. I'm not really. I don't know. People seem to have very different experiences.
Mm.
So it's hard because it's single serving, and the way that we interpret the content that's delivered, even if it's the same content or same kind of content, you know, our experiences will vary, you know.I know for Twitter or X or whatever we're going to call it, they've stated that officially the algorithm is supposed to be maximizing, quote, unregretted user minutes, where the idea is that the thing you don't want to happen is to get in sort of a trance stateand regret using the app, you know, where you feel like your use of the app is sort of problematic in your life. Like you have an awareness of that. Now, how do we measure that? How do you measure that for yourself exactly? It's sort of an intuitive thing. But that would be better than maximizing ad revenue. I was actually on Google today. I Googled something and...In the search results, there were 3 sponsored results in a row. This is on my phone, right? So I had to scroll 3 phone lengths. In other words, my phone would have to be 3 times longer than it is for me to actually see a result. Like, I was blown away. I was like, this is a bad product.I guess I should use Bing or something. Three in a row. Like what?
Yeah, でもそうでも Google 検索がそう私
I'm done.
なんかそう悪化してる感じはする確かに。私もなんか調べるときになんかうまく出てこないなみたいな前より。
It's all products. 市場
がこうパッて出てこない。
もう商品しかないじゃんあれ。It's not just me, right? Like Google is, I get so frustrated when I those are regretted user minutes when I Google something lately. And then I go and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use ChatGPT. And then it just lies. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. But Twitter も私毎回 regrettable でしかないけど結局
I've felt that way, but.It's just like the last week or so, it's been kind of nice.
It's not about the contents, but it's just the format, right, of this lottery thing. You just have to scroll and, you know, wait until something useful comes up. So
I'm going through people. So I tend to go through people. And then I go into threads and I read conversations. So.
Right. But even with people, like...なんて言うんだろうね I have to scroll through all the like whatever information that I don't care about until I hit something that's actually useful so I think that's also exactly what somebody said in the past about you know social media being just like lottery right it hacks your brain and you just
loot
you want to hit it
it's loot box
yeah exactly yeah. Yeah so you're just waiting that's and cool.Finally, you get a good information and it's sort of addictive and it gives you the sense of false impression that, you know, it's, oh, やったみたいな。やったっていうかさ、その無駄になってる時間よりもその一個のインフォメーションで、ああってこう、なんか帳消しになるかのようなイリュージョンみたいな。それ自体がもう嫌なんだよね、結構。だから本とか読んでたらさ、そんなことないじゃん。It's like, I'm going through pages after pages after pages until I find a good page, right? That's not the case if I'm reading like a fiction book or something. And so, だからどんだけそれで無駄にしてるかって考えると、その regrettable じゃない時なんてない。それを指標にしちゃうと。
Isn't it that way when you look at like a news website? And, you know, you go to the front page of a news website and it's like, you know,van with family drove off a cliff, like it's just right there, like it's just all just horrible misleading, just awful, just the worst.
I mean, yes, I don't just, look at those.
Well,
やっぱそのゴミみたいなの中からさ一個探すっていうその作業がもうさ嫌じゃん。でもそれを全部やらされてる。
First world, like we're living in the future. It's like,
yeah,
so amazing,
but like
so terrible
just to
the
think
same time.
About just to think about all the hours that humans are wasting, like millions and millions of people are scrolling through all the shitty information, and in the shitty,
it's funny
among the shitty
that.
Information, it's all like these prime information that triggers you, right? So.
I'm not getting that triggered, but I would like
well,
to
even if you're
increase
not being triggered.
The humor or something. Like, I want some control of, like, you
yeah,
know,
right?
controversial stuff,
yeah,
humor
just,
stuff.
I just want funny.
And
yeah,
with
I
language...
just want things that are funny.
With large language models and new ways of processing language, we'll probably have tools for that soon, where the algorithms can...sort of interpret meaning rather than just keywords and we'll have more control of this sort of thing. I mean, you could do that today, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
What do you think of the community notes feature?
I find it helpful.
It was helpful with the Pope thing, the jacket. For me, some people it was obvious, but.
I mean, yeah.
There are a lot of things where you want, when there's no like, there's, sometimes you see something and there's no community note, but it's suspicious. And so I kind of want it to tell me if it gets noted later. Do you know what I mean? I kind of want to like set an alert. Like, let me know if this gets noted later. Because I saw it and this information is in my brain, but I kind of asterisked it. I'm like, I don't want to believe that yet, you know, but it's in
you
there.
Just forget that. Just forget that.
That's not how my brain works.
Unsee it. 次。The Lancet Psychiatry に掲載されたクイーンズランド大学とハーバードメディカルスクールの共同研究で、人口の半分の人が生涯で一度は何らかの精神疾患を経験していることが明らかになりました。研究では WHO が2001年から2022年の間に29カ国15万人以上の成人を対象に実施した過去最大の対面調査のデータを分析し 50% の人が75歳までに少なくとも一つの精神疾患を経験していることを発見しました。女性に多かったのはうつ病、恐怖症、PTSD で男性に多かったのはアルコール依存症、うつ病、恐怖症でした。最初に症状が現れるのは小児期、青年期、若年期が多い傾向にあり、発症年齢のピークは15歳で、男性では19歳、女性は20歳が中央値でした。
In a joint study published in the Lancet Psychiatry by researchers at the University of Queensland and at Harvard Medical School, researchers found that about 50% of people experience some form of mental disorder by the age of 75.The researchers analyzed data between 2001 and 2022 from the largest in-person survey ever conducted by the World Health Organization, including over 150,000 adults from 29 countries. The most common disorders for women included depression, phobias, and PTSD, while the most common disorders for men were depression, phobias, and alcohol dependence. Onset of symptoms was typically observed during childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood, with a peak age of 15 years old and a median of 19 years old for males and 20 years old for females.
Yep. まあ、いかに実は一般的かっていうことだよね。昔は、まあ、診断名がついてなかったりとか、診断名はあっても一般的に浸透してなかったりとかして、こう精神疾患っていうのはすごいレアで、もう本当にごくわずかな人しか縁がないものだっていう認識だったけど、まあ、ただいろいろ分かってきてカテゴライズされてとかってなると、どんだけよくあることかっていう、なんとなくこの、まあ、15年とか20年ぐらいですごい一般的な認識も変化してるかなっていう感じがするけど、個人的には。
And I think it's also true that, the prevalence of mental health disorders has gone up.
うん、そうね。それもあるね。
The world we live in is, I mean, we know that certain disorders like depression are correlated with, you know, developed societies.For example、
あと、まあ、日本語だと恐怖症って言うとね、あんまり馴染みがない人もいるかもしれないけど、まあ、フォービアってことだよね。その雲が怖いとか、まあ、虫の雲が怖いとか、広いところに行くのが怖いとか、そういうのはまあ結構ある人はいるもんね。
Is that really a mental disorder? I think to me it seems natural to have a phobia.And I probably have some phobias, but I wouldn't consider myself disordered.
So I think in this one, the phobias refer to something that actually interferes with your daily life.
But not necessarily like every day.
So it's not like, you know, oh, you don't like spiders, or, you know, it's more intense, I think.
I'm fairly afraid of spiders. I'd put it at like
fairly.
maybe like a 8 out of 10, depending on the spider. Mm. Like, there are these very athletic brown spiders in Shizuoka that are okay. like, they're very fast and they can jump. And they're... I don't know if it's the spider that I'm afraid of as much as how fast it can move. Because when I see its speed, I know that I'm not that fast. I'm not even close to that fast. Mm. And that sort of like CGI level speed like terrifies me. So like slow, if there's like a slow spider, it's like a wolf spider. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I can move out of the way.But the spider that can just like it just teleport onto your face,
right?
Like,
so I was just thinking, I have two friends visiting from Japan right now.
Okay,
very close friends, and so I've had depression and mild case of PTSD. One of my friends has had.Also a mild case of PTSD, and the other friend has a very strong phobia for flying bugs. So 3 out of 3 have had, you know, at least one.
But there's a threshold,
by the age of, you know, before 40.
There's a threshold. There's like an ambiguous threshold for diagnosis, right? With depression, with phobia, with alcohol dependence. Like, I know people that I think they're alcoholic, they don't think they're alcoholic.
Right.
Are they functional? Yes. Do I think they're still an alcoholic? I kind of,
yeah.
You know? But so there's like this threshold for diagnosis, which I think has the threshold has moved over time lower, I think. You know? Because we want to recognize problems earlier. We're more aware.
Yeah.
That these could become problems. So I think we diagnose them earlier, you know?
そう。だから、そう、どんだけそれよくあることかっていうことじゃん。
So how afraid of flying insects?
Like she just freaks out. Like she thinks about it. No, like semi toka. Like she thinks about bugs way more than like average people because of the phobia. So it's kind of ironic. But she thinks about it a lot. She has dreams about it. She has nightmare, like a lot. And
is there like a worst? Is there like a...
Yeah, it's like it's one of the primary concerns that she has, basically, wherever she is, right?
I mean, is there like a worst insect?
I think for her, it's semi.
Really?
But anything that basically flies towards you in an unexpected way.
Right.
So I think cockroach is obviously, you know, dame. And so...
Yeah, but I think that's a similar thing to the very fast spider, you know, like, because being able to fly is also...
This unpredictability.
That's the thing that makes it scary, right? Like, just like being extremely fast.
Yeah. But, you know, when I was young, I used to think that PTSD is for somebody who went to the war or, you know, who were almost killed or, I don't know, terrorism or something that's super rare and also very... You know, I don't know, grave. But I think,
right.
I guess it could happen to anybody, basically, if you go through something that's really shocking.
Well, they're often tied to phobias. You know, so like someone has a traumatic experience and develops a phobia. And it could be, oftentimes it's a childhood experience. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, some Freudian psychologist would try to,
right.
like, uncover.
でもなんて言うんだろう、そのうつ病もそうだし、PTSD もそうだけど、自分の中でこういう、まあこういう人がなりやすいとかもそうだけど、なんかこうイメージがあるわけじゃん、そういう戦争に行った人がなるものとか。だからその自分がなった時に、風邪とかと違って、こうちょっとまさか感があるわけじゃん、その、みたいな。でなんとなく自分に起きていることを矮小化しようとするというかさ、いやそんな私ごときがじゃないけど、そのそこまで私はそんなすごい大変な思いをした、ね、そ戦争に行くとかとはさ比べ物にならないわけじゃん、
yeah.
っていうふうに思っちゃいがちなんだけど、そうだけど、まあそれとはちょっと関係ないんだよね、別にそのなんていうのレアかどうかとかさ、こう多くの人が同じようなことを経験してるかとかっていうのは別に、じゃあダメージが個人的なダメージがその分減るかっていうと別にそういうわけじゃないっていうかさ、統計的に珍しい出来事かどうかあんまり関係ないんだなとか、そういうのは、まあ、自分がなってみると分かるっていうかさ。
So one of my close friends what he fought in Afghanistan andHe has PTSD from combat. And I would say that it's, I don't know. It's just really bad, you know?
Right.
Like, and I would hesitate to compare. Like, recently, and I'm not sure about this because I'm not a doctor or whatever, but I think that I developed, unknowingly, I developed PTSD from my vaccination and my reactions to it. And I had like a physiological, like hallucinatory response just from the fear, just over and over for a while. And even talking about it, like, stresses me out, you know, I feel tight and I'm like, because it was just so terrifying and terrible. And so I think this like discomfort about it is maybe an indicator for some people. Like you haven't really... digested or internalized what happened in a way that's like sort of settled, where you can just, you know, be chill.
Yeah. For me, it was how like my brain just could not process it. Just couldn't.
Yeah.
And then I would get like episodes where, you know, it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it, but like, you know, it completely interferes with daily life. It's just like, I'm like on the floor, like hyperventilating and stuff, you know, just like not possible to live like a normal person basically, because it just like flashbacks will come anytime, anywhere, you know, no matter what you're doing. It doesn't really matter. Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I learned, like, oh, okay, so I guess I didn't even know that it was PTSD, because I thought that that was for people, as I say, who went to wars and stuff. But my counselor and my friend, neuroscientist, I talked to them about it, and they were like, that's, like, super typical PTSD. Like, that's chore, like, easy.
Yeah, like...
to, you know, categorize. And I was like, oh, you know?
It's emotional baggage, right? Like, I would say PTSD is a form of baggage. It's something that you've got with you. You know, you don't want it. It weighs you down a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I don't have it anymore. It was like that's why I said it was a mild case, because when it was happening to me, it didn't feel mild, but then at least, you know, it's not something that I live with for years and years, thankfully. But it was something that I was scared of. My fear, the worst nightmare, was happening right in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, and there was nothing I could do about it. I just had to watch, right? Like my mom dying. And I experienced this like out of the body experience. Like it was almost like I could see my face, like my own face from the nurse's perspective. Like it was just so weird. My brain was just like not working properly, I guess, or I don't know, maybe it was working properly and that's what happens, or I don't really know. But
yeah, well, there's so many different places that you can be mentally that you forget about when you're just living day to day. You forget that it's possible to feel a certain way, to see the world a certain way, and it sneaks up on you, you know, where sometimes it's like, you don't want to go outside for some reason. You don't know what it is. You don't want to like see people for some, you know, you're in the weird headspace and you don't know
and
why.
I kind of wanted to mention this here, because for me, I was sort of trying to minimize the damage that, like, I kept telling myself, like, you know, there are a lot of people who lose their parents, you know, and I'm not even a child, so I should be okay. Like, it's weird that I'm, you know, not functioning, and I think a lot of people might feel this way. Like, oh, a lot of people lose their parents. Like, that's normal. You should be able to process it. You should be able to, you know, go to work and act like nothing really happened, especially when you're in 30s or something. But it's not okay, right? For you. I mean, it's not, it doesn't make it any better just because a lot of people go through the same thing.
When you think about it in terms of like, what are the interactions that won't happen anymore? You know, how different would, you know, is your life going to be objectively? That is so much an underappreciation of how much of like the way you feel about life, the way you understand yourself, how much of that can be, you know, completely bound to a person, you know, that you really care about. And, you know, it's, it's painful to even think about, you know, for a lot of people. I mean, understandably, and everyone's at a different phase of mourning at any given moment, you know. Mm-hmm. There's people where that has just happened. There are people where that will inevitably happen, you know. And
yeah,
and we're,
yeah, and this sense of like how you just cannot accept the reality, you know. It's just, yeah, like your brain is just like, just cannot deal with it.
Right. And so you're in a bind between trying to remind yourself of what reality is now, but also, you know, trying not to think about it.
Yeah. And my mistake was to completely avoid it. Right. And, I just chose to completely ignore it and.
But that's a typical.
Not face it.
That's the first phase, you know, denial.
So
and you
yeah,
can't.
So I think
you can't not deny it. You know, that's just going to happen.
I think to some extent that's normal, but then I went beyond it and I just kept avoiding it, and that was the mistake that I don't want any other people to repeat, but I kept avoiding it for too long, and then I got this PTSD symptoms, and I started getting depressed, and everything, you know, started to break down, and I had to talk to the counselor, and they were like, you need to stop avoiding right now, and you got to talk about it, and I had to face it, and that's the first step, right?
Because
otherwise it actually gets worse. And on every website, every, you know, Shinrigaku page or whatever, they say that. They say the same thing, but then I made the popular mistake.
I don't think it's a mistake.
Way worse.
You know, it's just
I learned the whole language of Korean, you know. That's how I was, like, that's how much I was avoiding it.
You probably have some
left.
I had
to focus on something.
Learn.
Yeah, at least I learned something. But so I, you know, I tell people sometimes, like, yeah, so 親が死んだら一個言語獲得した. Like, I really needed to, like, focus on something. I needed a distraction. And and I thought I was fine, you know, while I was being distracted. But you can't, I guess you can't be distracted forever.
I just think people need to embrace whatever that process is. It's going to be different for everyone.
Yeah, it's,
you
just
know?
So scary, right? It's so scary. It was like the scariest thing ever. But
yeah,
some things I guess you need to face in order
you're scaring
to,
me at this point.
To move on. Yeah. No, but I guess I don't want to scare people. It's just like, you know, it's something that we need to know. It's something that, you know,
I do think
we,
you know, the reminders of our mortality are a little few and far between, and it's a good thing. But the downside is that we don't say things that maybe we wish we would have said, or we don't, you know.
Yeah, we're so removed from death. We never see dead bodies. We never even see images of dead bodies. We don't talk about it. It's so removed, even though it's happening all the time. I'm sure doctors and nurses, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like exposed to it all the time, and they
it's
are
the
in
supermarket
a
effect. You know, you don't see where the food comes from. You know, you don't see where, like, everything's someone else's job.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. We're so removed and protected, like children. And
yeah,
that's great, but then when something shocking happens, it doesn't really help, right? Because you're basically a baby. You're not.
There
are used to the idea.
there are, the secret in this world is there are no real adults, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We still need Santa Claus. We still need something, you know?
Yeah. 次.
A research team from Korea University has published a preprint research paper on Archive describing a novel material called LK99, which they claim is an ambient temperature and pressure superconductor. The paper and videos of their experiments have gone viral online, leading to speculation about the potential applications of such a material, as well as various ongoing attempts by laboratories around the world to replicate the findings. So far, none of these laboratories have yielded a material with superconducting properties at room temperature, such as zero electrical resistance or the Meissner effect, and some seem to refute the claims. The LK99 material itself is a gray-black polycrystalline compound produced by doping lead apatite with copper or gold.
古陵大学校の研究チームが世界で初めて常温超伝導に成功したというプレプリント論文をアーカイブで発表しました。今回合成されたのはアパタイト塩に銅や金を混ぜ合わせた黒っぽい灰色の多結晶体で LK99 と名付けられており、チームは常温常圧で超伝導の特性を持っている全く新しい物質であると主張しています。論文と実験動画はネット上で拡散され、潜在的な応用についての議論とともに、世界各国の研究室が再現性の確認を試みています。これまでのところ、電気抵抗ゼロやマイスナー効果のような室温での超伝導特性を持つ材料の開発に成功した研究室はなく、懐疑的なコメントを出している研究者もいます。
Yep.
なんかこれさ、再現できたって言ってるところが2つあるみたいなのを昨日見たかと思ったら今日さ別のところができませんでしたって出してたりしてるけどどうなってんの?
Who replicated it? Do you remember?
I saw so there's this guy named Andrew Coate on Twitter. He's an engineer and he was quoting this Lawrence Berkeley のThis person named Sinead Griffin,
okay,
from Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, and also Huazhong University of Science and Technology in China.
Hmm. And what what were they able to replicate?
So this Lawrence Berkeley one, I read the thread, and then so I. Obviously, I don't understand this topic, right? But I read this thread and it sounded very interesting, but then I can't summarize it because I don't understand it.
Well, can you... how much of it did you gather?
So this... they tried to recreate it and then... hold on. So it says... It turns out that there are... So I need you to explain this to me because it sounds really interesting.
Okay. I don't know if I can, honestly, but...
So this person, it said... So that the team looked to see what would happen to the electric structure of this material. And it turns out that there are conduction pathways for electrons that are in just the right conditions and places that would enable them to superconduct. More specifically, they were close to the Fermi surface, which is like the sea level of electrical energy, as in 0 feet above sea level. It is believed currently that the more conduction pathways close to the Fermi surface, the higher the temperature you can superconduct at. This plot in particular shows the bands, or electron pathways, crossing above and below the Fermi surface. Lastly, these interesting conduction pathways only form when the copper atom percolates into the less likely location in the crystal lattice, or the higher energy binding site. This means the material will be difficult to synthesize, since only a small fraction of crystal gets its copper in just the right location. This is insanely bullish for humanity.
Bullish?
So, bullish.
何 bullyish?
Like bully-ish.
Okay.
So I read this and I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I, what I gathered is that, you know, they were able to recreate it, but then it's really hard to synthesize because of this specific, like characteristic that the, that this thing has or something like that.
Can you say what you said again, but in Japanese?
No.
What you read?
I can't. There's no way. And then this China one.
This Fermi surface concept, I'm assuming, comes from Enrico Fermi. But I'm not familiar with that concept. Do you know what the Fermi surface is referring to?
No. And this China one, it said, if, so I think they tried to create the same material and it slightly levitated on the magnetic field. And it said, if this synthesis was indeed successful, then this material is easy enough to be made by labs other than the original research team. And then, but then like today, I think this Condensed Matter Theory Center had a series of tweets that said that, you know, it didn't work.
The Condensed Matter Theory, they didn't replicate the study themselves. They're referencing two other studies that they find credible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. What is going on?
Well, we're not totally sure yet. What's going on? But so far it seems like three labs have detected diamagnetism, and then five labs have detected no diamagnetism, and zero labs have detected zero resistance or measured zero resistance. Or detected any of the Meissner effect so far, as far as I'm aware. If there were more results published yesterday, I may not have seen them. As a non-expert, I'm pretty doubtful that we'll get a superconductor out of this, but I do think that it's an interesting concept, and it could be sort of adjacent to something useful, not necessarily an ambient superconductor, but there's the fact that labs are getting this diamagnetism at all is kind of interesting, because the material is sort of a ceramic, and it is sort of, it's doing interesting things in some of these videos. Some of the videos are fake, by the way. There was one video from China that turned out it was totally a fake video. I don't think people should be buying these stocks. You know, people are going out and like buying LK99 stocks, buying like LK99, like meme coins, like crypto, so like LK99 NFTs, and like all this stuff. Like, I think
Twitter がすごいことになってたから、日本語でも英語でもさ、すごいことになってたから、なんかフィードにもめっちゃ出てきて、大変なことになったぞみたいな。
It's so much fun though. Like
even though
I'm very pessimistic about it, I love that so many people are thinking about superconducting materials, and it's been very educational for me, and I think very educational for a lot of people, just to think about what is going on this quantum level with materials, because the conductivity is. And how it relates to these magnetic fields is like a very, very counterintuitive, weird relationship. Like, you've seen the videos of like quantum locking. Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
So quantum locking is when you have a superconductor in a magnetic field, you can place it in any orientation and it'll just float there.
Hmm.
And you can put stuff on top of it.
Wow.
It can support weight and it'll just That's float magic. There. And you can make a track and you can quantum lock a superconductor on this track and just push it and it'll fly around the track in that orientation and come back to the starting point. So someone made like a Mobius strip of magnets and has like this wow. superconductor just flying in an infinite loop.
You know, because of all the movies, when you put quantum in front of any word, it sounds like bullshit. Like, if you just quantum lock this thing, like, it just sounds like bullshit.
Quantum lock does sound like bullshit, but it's real.
Right?
And if you see the videos, I mean, it looks like bullshit. It's like, no way. That does not right. seem possible. But it's a real phenomenon. The issue is that they have to cool these materials down to almost zero Kelvin. So usually they have to pour like liquid nitrogen inside of it. So like right. the video I'm talking about, I think it's just like a puck and they've just filled the puck with like liquid nitrogen and it only works for like a couple minutes because then, you know, it gets too warm and then the effect yeah. breaks down. So the big deal here is to be able to have that in something that's not at zero Kelvin, but at like just room temp.
So I hadn't really thought about Chodendo. That's not something that I think about. Mm. But then I saw this topic on Twitter and then the only thing, the example that I know is Rinya Motaka, right? That's like Chodendo, right? But what does that mean?
Is it? I actually don't know. If you want a very strong electromagnet, though, you want to use a superconductor. That will give you the strongest possible electromagnet. So that's what they use in like particle accelerators. So a particle accelerator is they're building linear accelerators that work using a series of electromagnetic fields, which is the same way that the Rinya Motaka works, same as a particle accelerator. It's like a railgun.
Wait, so for Rinya Motaka, you don't need to like either really cool it or like heat it?
If they're using like superconductors, then it's super cooled. Because as far as I know, that's the only type of superconductor that we have in practical applications. Oh, is a
so they near have to cool Kelvin. The oh hmm so they have to cool the entire rails or how
I guess so. I mean, how many superconductors are they using? I mean, it sounds like an expensive system.
But they're making it right now, right? In Japan.
I guess so. I mean, it sounds even cooler than I thought it was. If they're using superconducting electromagnets. I mean, and that's not a... I guess it's a pun, but I didn't intend for that to be a pun.
Because I talked in Yamotaka with my son all the time, because he's like Tetsuzo Otaku, right? And that's gonna start running in 2027.
Well, I'll Google it later and get frustrated.
次.
Oh, hold on. I wanted to. So I was trying to figure out how superconductors work, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how they work?
No.
You know what I mean by work? Like how does it work? like what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So like a superconductor is a conductor that's like really, really good at conducting electricity, right? That's why we call it a superconductor.
Yeah.
So why is it so good at conducting electricity? Like zero resistance? So the standard is zero resistance. Mm. Not like a little bit of resistance, but like a zero. Mm. You know? And that's like, that's pretty nuts. Like that's very low resistance. If you had that, you could transmit power as far as you want without any loss to heat, right?
Yeah.
So I looked into it, and I'm not sure I understand it, but this is the simplest possible way that I can try to explain it.
Okay.
And I could be wrong. So, you know, disclaimer.
Let's do this.
So in a superconductor, there are a bunch of electrons, particles, and this repeating pattern of particles, because there's a bunch of them in the material, right? There's a bunch of electrons in the material. We call it a lattice. A lattice is sort of this, I mean, it's a lattice, if you know what a lattice is, right? It's sort of like a grid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a grid with variations, right? The variations, we call them, well, they're vibrations, and we call them phonons in the lattice. And certain materials can have phonons in the lattice that cause some of the electrons to have a positive charge. When this happens, the positive charge electrons bind with other electrons, which are negative, and turn into what are called Cooper pairs. And these pairs of these paired electrons are in a lower energy state and behave as a single quasi-particle. So it acts like it's one electron, even though it's two.
Mm.
And their wave functions overlap. And the overlapping wave functions and the lower energy state enables them to travel through the lattice without scattering. And scattering is what happens as a result of imperfections in the material. When you have scattering, you have electricity converting into heat. So the pairing resulting in this lower energy state lets it move through the lattice without bouncing out. And that's how you get this zero resistance.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know if that helps or makes it worse or what.
Well, it doesn't make it worse, right? But
okay.
It's still sort of
not that clear.
Yeah, really understand what. So there's a band, basically, right? This condition, like it has to be either super cool or super hot, and then this whole thing that you just explained happens, and then resistance goes to zero.
Yes.
Like there's like a narrow band. Where yes, that well, can
if,
happen.
If LK99 is what it's purported to be, then that could happen at room temperature. But right, that's the thing that's happening at the particle level that's enabling, it's why it's superconductive. And then from the superconductivity, you get all these other properties.
Mm.
Yeah. But.
So the assumption or the hypothesis is that there has to be some material or we should be able to create some new material that can do that at room temperature?
No one knows, but probably most material scientists would be like that's sort of it's one of the holy grails. I don't know if you can have more than one holy grail, but it's one of the sort of Nobel Prize worthy things that might be available in our universe, but it might also not be a possibility. So I guess we'll see.
どういうさ角度ってその angleじゃなくて確率の方の like is it 50-50 that it's possible or it's like maybe like 10% or maybe like 90% like it should be possible but then we just don't know how yet or
well our sense of what's possible is generally not that helpful on the fringe of science. You know, so we didn't really, people were very skeptical of quantum physics itself.
Right.
And that's why, as skeptical as people are, they're very hesitant to like close the door on this. Because we've been really surprised before.
I see.
So.
そっか。まあここからねもうちょっとなんかいろんな何結果が出てくるだろうからそれをちょっと待つしかない感じなのかなじゃん。
You know there was a bunch of hype about super superconducting materials. A few years ago from this researcher Ranga Diaz, and that paper got a lot of attention and then scrutiny and then it was retracted and then he published another paper on superconducting materials and this time he was found to have like fabricated some data or something and that's also going to be retracted soon and so I don't really know why some researchers do this. There's like
I was about to say like why
like what are these Korean researchers, the Korean university researchers like doing? There's this whole crazy backstory too, you know, like they initially discovered this material and like they were studying it in 1999 and it's based on some other material that the Soviets were working on and like and one of the papers was published first without sort of the consent of some of the researchers that were involved and so there are two papers published on archive, one with like two authors and then another one with like five or six authors or something and they're like this they're on the same material it's like the same paper but one's like a higher quality version with more authors on
drama.
It but then oh what there's like this whole dramatic backstory but then it's like if the LK99 isn't the real deal then what's the point of all this drama like it's kind of weird, you know? And this Ranga Diaz retracted paper drama on the same sort of thing. And his paper was like the claims in the Ranga Diaz paper on a superconducting material were far more tame than the LK99. Like the LK99 claims are just radical. Like this is like if LK99 is real, then I think it's material from a recovered UFO. Like that's more likely than some human came up with it. Like this is like some alien stuff to come up with. But I guess we'll see.
次。
Speaking of aliens, in a recent congressional hearing, military intelligence officers Military intelligence officer David Grush and former military pilots Ryan Graves and David Fravor testified under oath before members of Congress, describing accounts of various unusual phenomena suggesting an extraterrestrial presence on Earth. Grush, former head of the NRO, I don't know if he was actually head of the NRO, I may need to correct that, stated that higher levels of government were operating a UAP crash retrieval program to reverse engineer extraterrestrial craft, and that they had retrieved multiple non-human biological entities from these craft. Grush committed to providing various classified specifics, including the names of people and corporations working on these crafts in a sensitive compartmented information facility, or SCIF. Ryan Graves testified, providing detailed accounts of encounters with UAPs. He described as a black cube inside a clear sphere, and emphasized that such pilot encounters with UAPs are common and happening all around the world.
アメリカ政府議会の公聴会で、元軍事情報将校デビッド・グラッシュ氏と元軍用パイロットのライアン・グレイブス氏及びデビッド・フラバー氏が地球外生命体の存在を示す様々な異常現象について証言を行いました。グラッシュ氏はアメリカ政府の上層部が地球外生命体をリバースエンジニアリングするために未確認飛行物体の墜落回収プログラムを実施しており、墜落機から複数の人間ではない生物体を回収したと述べたほか、 SCIF と呼ばれる政府の機密情報施設でこうした任務に取り組んでいる人々の名前や企業名を含め、さまざまな機密情報を提供できると語りました。またグレイブ氏は透明な球体に包まれた黒い立方体の未確認飛行物体と遭遇した時のことを詳細に証言し、パイロットがこのような物体と遭遇するのはよくあることで、世界中で起きていることだと主張しました。
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? The congressional hearings?
Parts of it. Parts of it, yeah.
Which part?
This Grush guy talking, and also some media interview that he did. Yeah. まあアメリカはすごいニュースになってると思うけど、アメリカ以外はそんなにニュースになってないよね、多分ね。別に。
You know, there was the interview. I forget which media it was, but Grush had. Done a few interviews, I think, and said a bunch of things that were a little too interesting.
Yeah.
And, but I watched this hearing and I was pretty impressed with just how coherent Grush is, that he's a very sharp, well-organized guy.That can just cite all these, like, I don't even know, like all the government procedures just right off the top of his head. Like the guy, his presentation is top notch. And some of the things he's saying is like, if you were lying or if you were going to make things up, wouldn't you be a little more subtle?You know what I, do you know what I mean? Like
some people do that. I know these... Well, I shouldn't say these people, but I know those people.
These people? The aliens?
Who, like, you know, just create these... It's far from subtle. It's like...
Okay, but
oh,
if you watch...
I have a brain tumor and I'm dying.
But you if
know,
you
just,
watch
just
the
like,
hearing, the full hearing... And I'm disqualifying you here because you didn't watch the full hearing. But if you watch the full hearing, there is just no way that he is just making stuff up. Because for everything he says, he has a reference, and then he's willing to give that reference to Congress, and he commits to it. And then the Congress people are like, okay, and you're going to tell me this in the SCIF? It's like, yes.When are you going to do that? Right after this hearing. It's like, okay. And that's it? you know, you have the name of the guy that works, that worked on the UFO, and you're going to tell me his name and you're going to tell me who he works for right after this meeting. And Grush is like, yes. And it's like, like, how can you, like, if he's making stuff up, he is going to be in so much trouble. He's going to be in so much trouble. You know, because he's giving the names of corporations. He's saying that they misappropriated funds. He's making like criminal allegations here, and he's giving names and.
If everything he's saying is true, this is like the most exciting thing that has happened in my entire life.
Let's not get carried away. Right? I'm just saying, if it's false,
because if what he's saying is true, right, it means that according to him, whether it's from outer space or a different dimension, you know, there are a lot of flying saucers coming towards Earth pretty frequently, and then some of them have landed or crashed and got caught by the American military people without being acknowledged by anybody else. And some of these flying saucers was the size of a football field. It's massive.
So right? he was appointed to this, he was the representative of the NRO to the UAP task force. And so his job was to sort of go around and get all the accounts, collect all the evidence, and investigate this UAP thing, right? So he actually interviewed, like, I think hundreds of people on their accounts. And so what he's doing in the hearing is he's giving accounts from other people, He did give, I think, two examples of his own sort of witness testimony under oath. But primarily he was saying that he knew people that said they worked on the UFO. He knew people that said they saw dead alien bodies and stuff, right? So, and then the people that testified to him maybe lying, maybe crazy or whatever, right?
Yeah, so everything, I think everything has been, as far as I know, everything has been phrased really nicely for him, because it's all hearsay, and he never said that the body that they collected was an alien, right? He just said it was not human. It could have been, you know, other animals, and he was just sort of mistaking it as something that's like extraordinary. So, you know, he could say like, oh, I was just mistaken or I was lied to. And, you know, he just believed that these things were true, right?
What do you think?
But I mean, as I was saying, like, 本当だったらそういう, you know, like, just the American...
Is that a possibility that it, do you think of it as a possibility?
Like football field size flying saucers coming pretty frequently and it crashes and then no specific iPhone footages or anything. So the pilot stories are a different story for me.
So people say like, where's the video? Where's the evidence? So the claim here is that the video, the evidence, the sensor data, like the radar data, this is classified. And so they're trying to declassify it. So like when we say where's the video, they're saying that they have lots of videos and that it's classified. So like the F-18 video, for example, was classified, right? And then it leaked.
Yeah. So,
and then it was declassified, right? So we know that they have a bunch of weird videos which are classified.
Right. So pilots seeing a lot of weird things. Like I think that might be true, but these, like, you know, football size, football field size, you know, flying saucers, crashing, you know, there are multiple flying things that are crashing, and you know, there are no iPhone videos or anything of normal civilians, you know, and it just anybody except for the American government higher up people, you know, collecting these things without anybody else knowing. And then they would have to hire scientists to reverse engineer these, you know, biomaterials or whatever. Nobody has talked about this, you know, in the scientific community as well. Like, just this, the idea of, like, nobody except for the American government higher up people knowing about these crashes of this size flying stuff.
A lot of people, like, have claimed to know about this or have speculated about this. I mean, it's
And then I read the part where he said, like, you know, people have been killed to protect this secret because the government has made this agreement with these, like, bad aliens. And then, you know, this is very risky for him to come out here and talk. But then he is given the opportunity. He is given the opportunity to talk right here, right now, you know? Yeah,
and he's saying it's dangerous. He filed a whistleblower complaint and had to go through a process to get to where he is now.
Yeah, and he is given the opportunity.
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. That's why we're hearing what he's saying.
I know, but, like, if there are people that are getting killed.
But that's like saying, like, every whistleblower is just fake, because if it were true, they would have been prevented from whistleblowing. You know, like, why isn't Snowden, you know, just two to the chest, one to the head, like, at the bottom of the ocean? He must be a psyop. You know, like, there are people that think that way, but...
Well, it's just, like, he's, like, freely talking about it, and he was given the opportunity to do this by the government. I don't know. It's just, like...
That's what... So there's a bunch of information that Congress doesn't have access to, right?
Right.
The UAP program is real, right? The videos and stuff that they have, which are classified, are real, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the witness testimonies are real, right?
Right.
And so there's all this information. And it's not available to the public. And it's not available to Congress. And... this whistleblower is saying that there's a bunch of misappropriated funds. That part I completely believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there could be corruption. There could be weird secret weapons projects. Could be aliens.
It sounds like a movie. Like, the American, of all the countries, right? American government has made this agreement with these bad aliens, and somehow their UFOs, their airplanes are crashing left and right on Earth. And what kind of aliens are they? I mean,
are you judging their driving skills?
Yeah, like, why are they crashing these things on Earth? Like,
well, and
it's not even Mujing, right?
So
he said that they collected this dead bodies. So it means that they're literally driving this thing.
So the
it's not an unmanned mission; it's a manned mission. And they're crashing it, and they're dying Like, I just, it just so like...
かわいそうじゃん.
Which is outrageous. So this like making an agreement with these malevolent beings, just like
an agreement.
I want it to be true, right? I want it to be true because, as I said, this is going to be the most exciting thing for everybody on this planet if this was true. This will like flip everything. Yeah, これ本当だったらもう一番楽しいけどさ、全人類にとって。
So what do you think is going on?
I don't know. This
is... What do you think of Ryan Graves and his testimony?
I don't know. だからそのさ、パイロットの人がそう飛んでる時に変なものを見るとか、その変なものが撮影されてしまって、それが機密情報になるっていうのはさ、まあ、そう軍事的な意味があるだろうから、別に他の国の偵察機かもしれないとかさ、だからまあ普通に自然現象で何かそういう風に見えるとかもあるんだろうし、まあ、いろんな要素があるんだけど、まあ、そういうのはさ分かるじゃん。でそのパイロットの人が本当に見たっていうのも本当に見たんだろうなと思うし、
so,
それはなんかちょっと別の話としてさ、なんていうのあることなんだろうなと思うけど、このやっぱりそのだって一気ちょっと情報量がすごすぎるじゃん。その今さ宇宙人がいるかいないかみたいな、地球外生命体がいるかいないかみたいな、ね、そういう微生物がいるかいないかって話をしているのに、そのアメリカ政府と秘密裏にじゃあ協定を結んでいてとかってなるとさ、じゃあそのじゃあ知的生命体はまず絶対にいます、 いるだけじゃなくて、しかもここに来ていて、さらにアメリカの政府と何らか交信をしていてっていうことは、その協定を結べるっていうことは言語でちゃんとコミュニケーションが取れているっていうことじゃん。
Well, this like the US government is working with the aliens or communicating with the aliens. I don't really think that's part of the set of claims. I mean, maybe Grush mentioned one yeah. person that might have suggested that, but the thing is here, like this is about accessing all the information. So Grush is presenting a lot of information, some of which isn't going to be true. So even right. if one aspect of it is bullshit, which I think we can all expect at least yeah. one to be a complete right. nonsense, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't investigate it. And it doesn't mean that even the idea of extraterrestrials being here is bullshit either. You know, right. so it's like, okay,
I mean, I guess one
claim here, one claim there. You can throw out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, however many of you want. We still have thousands and thousands of reports from pilots. We still have, right. like, I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm just saying Congress should look at it.
Right.
Let the public look at it. If it's not aliens, that's fine. Who cares?
Right.
But we should still,
I guess the problem is... where なんかなんていうの、一般の人というか国民がさ、そのプロトコルが分かんないわけじゃん。そのじゃあどういう時にそれ開示されて、どういう時に隠されちゃうのかっていうのが民主主義なのに分かってないというかさ、教えてもらわないからさ、その、mm-hmm. じゃあ例えば本当に何かやばいものが飛んでいましたってなって、でそれはさ、すぐにはもしかして開示できないかもしれないわけだよね。そのどっか他の国かもしれないし、何か国際的な問題に発展しちゃうかもしれないしと か, だから一瞬はまあそれは機密情報になるとしてさ、じゃあその後にそれがどこの国のものでもなかった場合、じゃあどうなるかっていうのを知らされてないわけじゃん。だ結構その政府が恣意的に隠したり隠さなかったりできるんじゃないかって、それが問題っていうことだよね。だからその、だから例えば本当にロズウェルみたいな状況になった時に、じゃあ教えてもらえるのか、勝手に、ね、政府民主主義なのに勝手に政府が隠しちゃうの か,、
yeah.
だかそれが民間の人、国民からしてもしかして隠した方が他の国にバレずに何かアドバンテージ取れるかもしれない、軍事用に使いたいとかしちゃうのかもしれないから、自分たちのものだけにしておきたい、そのためには私たちにも隠してくれよって自分で言ってんならいいけど、別にそれ言った覚えがないから これ嫌だっていうことでしょ なんていうの、すごい簡単に言っちゃえば。
Well, I think there's an expectation that, that any government that acquired something, you know, with extraordinary power or that would give them an advantage would make it secret for national security reasons. That was the case right. with like, you know, the race to develop a nuclear weapon. That's been the case with, you know, various stealth technologies. Cyber warfare technologies, it's literally with everything. And it, when it comes to national security trumps all the other, you know, stuff. Free speech, you know, just everything. Like national security, from the government point of view, you know, we're going to do what we have to do to keep the country alive. Right?
たださ、そのじゃあステルスをどうこうしてますとか、ニュークリアをどうこうしてますっていうのは、その具体的な技術のところとかは言わないにしても、こう例えばじゃあ新しい、ね、ステルス機能を持ったジェットファイタージェットを何機買いますとか、そういうのは開示しなきゃいけないわけじゃん、そうお金使ってるわけだから。でもそのさ、
no, they don't reveal that.
They do talk about like how many of these jets they're buying and stuff.
No,
you know?
No, no, no.The military technologies like this are, it's not, the U.S. government on their defense spending does not provide a receipt to taxpayers of what they spent that money on. There is no receipt. It is completely opaque. We don't know what
right.
they're spending
well,
money on.
Well,
it's classified.
Well, my point is like,だからその国を守るためにこれをやっていますって言って、それはもう当然他の国にもバレちゃいけないから、まあ、国民にも言えませんわ、まあ、それはいいわけじゃん。だけどそのさ、じゃ宇宙人系の話題とかその外から何かが飛んできましたっていう場合には
一番隠すやつ
軍事の部分は関わっているけど、まずその宇宙人がいるのかいないのか、知的生命体がいるのかいないのかっていうそこの情報ごと隠されちゃうことになるわけじゃん。それめちゃくちゃでかい話題なのに、
yes.
だからそのなんていうの、多くの人からしたらその情報ってその軍事的なところを超えた問題なわけじゃん、見方によっては、
mm-hmm.
そのなんていうの、人類全体に影響する軍事っていうの、なんていうの、ミリタリーの部分がすごいちっちゃく見えるような話題なわけじゃん。この宇宙の起源とかに関わってくるとんでもないでかいことなわけだよね。できればもう世界中の研究者の人にその情報をシェアして研究を進めた方が人類全体のために良くなる可能性があるわけじゃん。それはアメリカ政府はそう思わないとしても一般的には知りたいわけだよね。
Sure.
なのに隠されてるからそれを知りたいっていう話ってことでしょ。
うん、Yeah.
でもさ、それを別にさ、なんだろう、それってどうやったらさ、あ、確かにそうですね、じゃあ開示しましょうってなるのっていうか、だそこでそういうファンディングを変な風に使ってますよっていうクレームをするしかないってこと、今回みたいに。
You know, we don't know, we don't know where consciousness came from.We don't know where life came from. We look out in the universe. We've got, you know, the Fermi paradox. It doesn't make sense. Something might be going on. We know that in any given system, change tends to have an origin point. So like you, if you, you know, there's a stone falls in a pond and you get the ripples out. Like life is so much more likely to come from life, you know, than not life, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's entirely possible that there are aliens around and they don't want us to know, and so we don't know. I don't know. I'm not worshipping any aliens yet or announcing my alliance to their you know, whatever they want. But I don't know. It does bother me a little bit how dismissive people are of this. You know, some of my close friends, I was like talking to one of my friends about this, and he's like, yeah, just wake me up when they have physical evidence. I don't give a shit. He's just like, I don't care until there's physical evidence. Yeah. Because there's sort of, you know, it feels academic or, I don't know, recreational or sort of, you know, we're thinking about aliens. We're worried about aliens. We don't know if there's aliens until there's physical evidence. But
some people...
Yeah, so, you know, maybe this takes us there. Maybe it doesn't. But, you know, if this whole thing, let's say 5 years from now, 10 years from now, this whole, you know, UAP hearings and the whole, the black cube in the clear sphere and all this stuff. Like, there's some phenomenon going on, right? It could be a cultural phenomenon. It could be a psychological phenomenon.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be aliens for it to be interesting. But there's something going on in sort of the pilot zeitgeist or something, you know?
Yeah.
There's something happening. And either, you know, people need to get their brains scanned or we need... You know, we need to stick GoPros on every jet out there, and like, there's something going on. It's not nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
So, だからそこはね、面白いというか不思議だよね。すごい昔からそうやって言ってる人が結構たくさんいるわけじゃん。何かを見たっていうパイロットの人がね。
Mm-hmm.
それはすごい不思議だから確かにこう、まあ、科学的な意味でどういうことなのか気になるけどさ。
What do you think of the design?Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, this 何透明なスフィアの中に it sounds really cool. Like, you know, it's kind of like もうなんかドラえもんとかの世界みたいなさ、まあ、すごい不思議だから面白いけどさ、そのなんだろう、ロズウェルみたいなことがあった時にそのどこまで隠せる、なんていうの、アメリカなんてこう政権も交代するわけじゃん。じゃあオバマになりました、トランプになりました、それでね、こう政権も交代していってる中で誰にもバレずに、こう地球外から来た船を回収して中に死体が乗ってたものをじゃあ解剖、お医者さんとか科学者の人に来てもらって解剖してもらって 中身を分析してとかさ、で誰も喋らないまま死んでいくってさ、どんぐらいできるものなのかなっていうのがさ。
Well, let me say, like, first of all, a lot of people have claimed to have seen that craft, the you know, some alien craft, including the Roswell one, and some people have, you know, claimed to worked on it, and we were talking about it, like it's you're saying how can it go without being exposed? But isn't it? Like, are we? Isn't this what that looks like? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's another question is like, why is it always the States? You know, like, I think there was a paper, right, that said that 95% of UFO sighting is coming from the States or something. Like,
well, the whole UFO thing, like, in the 80s was all in the UK. They were the ones making up all these crop circles and everyone's flying over there to take pictures. People, you know, getting naked, like, and streaking at Stonehenge, really, or something.
It's culturally skewed. It's not really equal. Like, it never... Like, these Chupacabra. UFOs never crash in Hawaii or, you know, Hokkaido or something. It's always like,
I don't know. These are strange, I don't know, arguments, I guess. I mean, so the like the cell phone thing, for example. You know, I didn't have a cell phone until 2006. And I can tell you that if I took a picture of a UFO with that phone, you'd just laugh. Like, well, I can't see shit, you know? And even if I took a picture of a UFO with my iPhone 12 mini, assuming the battery's not dead, if I took a picture of a UFO with my phone right now, it would look like nothing. Have you taken a picture of the moon with your phone? You can't see anything unless you have the fake Samsung one that just like CGIs the full moon in there. But the phone thing, like take a picture of like an airplane with your phone, and it's like you can barely tell what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I have thought about it, right? Like, なんかさ、 一時期その最近あんま聞かないけど、その宇宙人に連れ去られるみたいなのあるじゃん。こう寝てる間に連れて行かれて、こう気づいたら光の中で手術台みたいなところに寝かされていてとかさ、なんかでみんなが同じような話してて、まあ嘘だろうみたいなみんな思ってるけど、で私もまあそう思ってる。嘘っていうか、まあ何、本人は嘘ついてるつもりじゃないけど、なんか夢だったとか勘違いとかそういうのもあるのかなって思うけど。もしそれが今日自分に起きたとして誰も信じてくれないわけじゃん。本当なんだってみたいな、いや本当なんだって、本当にあったんだってって言ってもさ、
you'd have PTSD too probably
みたいな、いや、
and phobia、 you know、 alien phobia、
本当にあったとしても、いや、それをこう confirm する術がないみたいなのはさあるから、何とも言えないけど、さすがにちょっとなんだろうね。
I've told you that I saw a UFO when I was 9, right?
Right.
8 or 9 or whatever, something like that. I was in Austin, Texas. I was outside. This giant UFO that was sort of like a diamond shape. It's like a, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a square, but if you stretched it in one direction.
Yeah.
Like, just came over my neighbor's house, crossed over the street, crossed our house, and that was it. And then I drew pictures of it, and that's like, I have drawings of it, and I have this memory, and either I was completely tripping as a kid, or like, I don't know how to explain it, you know. And there are people that have, let's say, a memory kind of like this, you know?
Well, so California が一番多い。その次は Florida だって。
Well, a lot of it is
Washington, Texas.
I think a lot of the reports have been, do you know about the Phoenix lights? So there were all these lights that appeared above Phoenix, which is where I am right now, actually, ironically. And I think the appearance of these lights was reported by like hundreds of people, if not thousands of people. It was over the city of Phoenix, okay? So like an insane number of people saw it, right? And reported that. So, you know, like, witness testimony is not great, but when you have hundreds, thousands, at some point, it's like no one's even questioning it, right? That, of course, that's real. So,
yeah.
I don't know. There hasn't been any explanation for that, but they do a lot of military aircraft testing just over the deserts in, you know, Nevada and around here, and
right.
So I think that has contributed to a lot of the reports, but I don't know. I don't know if the alien thing is something we can take seriously, but I try to remind myself of the fact that we are aliens, that we're moving, you know, our flapping our face holes and doing weird alien stuff, and you know, we exist. So I don't know. I would actually prefer that if there weren't aliens here. I want the aliens to be far away. it's a little too much. Yeah. It's a little too much for me if they're here, because I don't have PTSD from it, but I've watched a lot of X-Files.
It's definitely too much. I mean, if they're actually here and if they're dying from crash and things, and you know, like
the crash,
these American presidents actually know what they look like and they haven't said anything about it, like what assholes, you know? And and knowing how like these people at NASA JPL are working so hard, like
it's, you know,
they didn't say anything. Like
there are people that would think that conversations like this are silly, you know, like it's absurd, right? Like it's dumb.
Well, anything is possible after MK Ultra, right? So
yeah, well, you were saying like how can so many people keep a project like this secret? You know, I actually,
it just feels like if Trump knew, he would have totally talked about this. Like
no, he wouldn't.
Like breaking news.
No.
I'm going to have a big press conference and like declassify this world-class information. No,
Trump is very big on the sort of national interests.
I saw the pictures. I saw it. I saw the declassified information. I saw it.
No leader would do that, because it's just not in the national interest. It's just not in the interest of the country, you know? Like if some government had LK99 right now, they wouldn't announce it. They wouldn't give it to people. Like they just, that's not how it works. You know, that's not what they did with the nuclear stuff. They do the opposite. So like even rocket technology right now, you know, they have crazy restrictions on who can work on rocket technology and, you know, how that information can be communicated, you know?
I would totally tell my family, right? Like, hey, don't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone, but you wouldn't believe what I just saw at work.
Yeah. So, when my dad told me that when he was a kid, one of his friends showed him a picture of the SR-71 Blackbird, which is a super advanced, high altitude stealth spy plane. It's the fastest, I think it's the fastest plane ever. But the SR-71 was not public. But my dad's friend had a family member who was a pilot of the SR-71. Mm. And I guess that's how they had that photo.
Right.
Which was like super illegal, obviously.
Right.
I saw I wanted to ask, did you see the China bear video?
China bear video?
The videos of this like bear in China that in people China. Said was a person in a suit.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Like a tsukinowaguma mitainayatsu desho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you... Had you seen that before? Or like, what did you think of it? Or how was it presented to you? Is it just, this is a real bear? Or...
I thought that was a real bear, but... そういう映画のトレーラー最近見たばっかりだったから。
What?
そう、なんか韓国の映画でなんか動物園が資金繰りが難しくなったかなんかどういう理由か忘れちゃったんだけど、そのとにかく従業員が動物のふりを、そう、本当にまさに着ぐるみを着て動物のふりをしなきゃいけなくなるみたいなコメディ映画があって、そのトレーラーを見たばっかりだったから、なんか面白いと思ったけど。
Wouldn't that have the opposite effect? Like, wouldn't that make opposite, you think it's real, or make you think the bear is not real? So the bear is real, right? Let's just establish that.
I thought so. I mean, it did look like a bear.
Even when it was standing upright and it had like all the, you know, sort of the folds and stuff.
Well, to be fair, like, Kinowaguma ってさ、なんか昔から it really creeps me out. なんか人間っぽいバイブがあるなと思ってて前から。
It's the legs, right? When it stands up. Isn't it? It's like how straight it stands up. It stands up too straight. It stands up straighter than I do. You know, its posture is like insane.
Mitame ga nantonaku chotto creepy kan ga aru っていうかさ、あんまり可愛くはないなって勝手に思ってて。確かに後ろこう立った時になんか皮がダブついてんだよね、お尻のところ。だからこう着ぐるみがなんか余ってるみたいな感じに見えなくもないけど。でもさ、クレイジーなのはさ、Yeah, but crazy なのはさ、あれが本当に中に人間が入っている可能性もうゼロだとは言い切れないというか、そういうそこまでの自信は自分にもないというか、そのネット上の動画でさ、なんていうの、その他の国だったら何があってもおかしくないみたいな状態じゃん今って。
Are you so you're more sure about the bear than you are like the LK99 videos?
I'm well, I would think so, yeah. Because I've seen Tsukinowaguma before, and I have thought that they... zoos and stuff, and I have thought they are weirdly human-like, and therefore I thought they're not really cute, you know? But... I don't know.
So I...
Is it hot there?
Oh yeah, it's super hot over here.
Like, Arizona でしょ?
Like 47 とか?
Oh my god. 本当だ。45度。
Yeah, there was a research paper recently that said... Wow,
that's 最低気温が31度じゃん。
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of things close at like 11 a.m. It's open from like 7 to 11 a.m. and then they close. And there are a lot of places that are just closed for summer. Because it's too hot.
まあそうだよね。いつまで続くのその暑いのは何月になったら終わるの
I have no idea. I mean, I think it's hotter than it usually is. It's not usually this hot. Actually, I saw like NASA was doing some sort of satellite imaging analysis on how hot it is here. And, you know, NASA's studying Phoenix like it's an alien planet. Like, that's how hot it is. So, it's... You'll get sunburnt in, like, 5 minutes. Like, straight up.
Right.
Actually, I checked the UV index. Like, the Apple one that's in the side widget bar thing, whatever that is. And, it had the UV index at 11. But the spectrum only goes up to 10. So the little dot was off the bar. It was like floating on the side. I'm like, what's going on? like literally there's like this spectrum of UV intensity. And the dot is like not on the line. It's like floating over here.
大学の時さ、one of our friends, Arizona に1年留学して、帰ってきたら、she looked toasted. Like, もう、真っ黒になって帰ってきてた。
Yeah,
めっちゃ暑いとか言って。
it's really hot. And if there was a power outage, I do think it would be pretty scary.
Because
the heat is everywhere. It's everywhere. I'm like on Mars or something. I mean, Mars is actually cold a lot of the time. But I'm on an alien planet. You know, I can't like go for a walk. It's dangerous. I literally... I can't like go outside and like go for a walk because I'll be sunburned in, you know, like 10, 15 minutes. Even if you're wearing sunblock, it's like intense. Yeah. Like 47 is pretty intense. I don't know. I've used a sauna that was like 97 degrees Celsius, like dry sauna. And
Celsius. 97 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Celsius, not Fahrenheit.
Celsius.
Eh? どういうこと?
How hot is your sauna?
I don't know.
You don't check?
No.
Hmm.
Eh, そんな暑いの、サウナって?
They lowered the temperature recently, which is a little disappointing, but it used to be 97, pretty sure. Unless that thermometer was just broken this whole... If the thermometer was just broken this whole time, that'd be funny. But, I think it was 97.
Okay.
And okay. I would be in there like, oh, man, like on a good day... maybe 15 minutes would be, but usually I'm out of there in less than 10 minutes. I feel like I'm going to black out, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel that much less hot than 97. I have to say.
まあ、サウナはね、なんかもうそのそういう心の準備して入るじゃん。なんか汗をかくぞとか別にそのすぐ出れるしみたいなさ。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. You have to.
普通に外が暑いのと違うもんね。
Yeah, I don't know why so many people have moved here and it's like this. Like, oh yeah, the power will just stay on. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been cold here. 今日やっと暖かいけど。なんか people come here and みんなびっくりしてる。寒っとか言って。
I saw I went and saw Oppenheimer. I went with my wife and sister-in-law. It's a great movie. Wait, you haven't seen it, right?
そうあのこの間ねメンバー用のブログで話したんだけどオッペンハイマーとバービーやってるじゃんでオッペンハイマー見たいんだけど長いのよオッペンハイマーだから見てる間にお迎えの時間になっちゃうから見れないんだよねだからバービーは見たけど、いやお迎えに優しくない長いちょっと、Do you think that I should see it in the theater or is it fine just watching it on TV or
I would definitely say watch it in the theater.
Okay.
It just requires a certain level of focus to follow the movie because it's a Nolan movie. Wow. And there's there's timelines and it's all like building up and like these characters are going to like, there's this whole thing that's like coming together. And if you're like not in a theater,and you look at your phone for like 1 second, it's over. You're not gonna like it's not as I'll say this. It's much easier to follow than Tenet.
Much easier?
Yeah.
Right. まあそうでしょうね。まああんまりそういう印象はない。そんななんかフォローするなんかめちゃくちゃ大変っていう印象はないけど。
Yeah, me neither.
I've always liked Cillian Murphy.And Emily Blunt is my favorite actress. I love her. I love her face so much. So I'm excited, but yeah, ちょっとね、映画館で朝やってくれれば見れるんだけどね、間に合うんだけどね、だいたいなんか
昼から
とかなんだよね。
You know, there has been controversy
around. It's not worth missing the お迎えの時間。
It's worth it.
just leave your son. Just make him wait. It's not a problem.
Just take him with you.
無理すぎ、無理すぎ。
Yeah, it's been a controversial movie, I think, partly because of the whole, like, the Barbie Oppenheimer sort
meme.
Of meme stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, some people have said that they don't want to watch it out of protest or whatever. But I would say, on balance, I really think that the movie, it has the appropriate effect, I guess. Like the concern that I would have about a movie like this is that it would sort of underplay or trivialize or sort of gloss over, you know, the bombing and sort of all the moral questions around it, and you know, because the movie is from the perspective of someone who had strong conflicting feelings after the fact, I think that it turned out to be sort of an appropriate presentation. I don't know, like, did Nolan bite off more than he could chew? Like, I would say yes, but I think this is a very difficult movie to make in a way that is sensitive enough, but also entertaining enough, and you know, like, there's a lot.
If my impression was that sort of controversial, sort of meme, but they're controversial, it was on the Barbie side, not Oppenheimer, right? So,
yeah, but that's not necessarily clear to a lot of people, and I did see a lot of, like, Japanese people on Twitter sort of, you know, there are people that feel like, you know, Japan was the victim, and there's sort of this attitude around the bomb and America's victory that is callous, or that is not acknowledging sort of the horrific reality of what was done. And there are a lot of ways that could have been, you know, sort of glossed or, you know, handled in a way that would seem inappropriate. So I guess I'm glad that it was Nolan that took this on instead of some other director that could have just completely, you know, bungled the topic.
Right.
But it's a good reminder that, you know, we have, there are over 12,000 nuclear warheads ready to be launched, like, right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them are, we've talked about the, like, the Tsar Bomba, right? You know, like, the large nuclear weapons that exist now. And, you know, watching the movie, I was, like, looking into this stuff again and was reminded that this thing is, like, it's 1,600 times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb and Nagasaki combined. It's 10 times more powerful than all the let me say this again. The Tsar Bomba is 10 times more powerful than all of the bombs dropped through all of World War II combined, you know? So it's like...
Does the movie talk about what it actually does to people?
It shows it shows it, but it shows it as, I mean, I don't want to spoil the movie, but I will say that it shows it through.
Okay. Because I'm asking indirectly this
through Oppenheimer's perspective.
Because I think the meme was very unfortunate, and I think that. なんかよく言われてるけどさ、そのアメリカの人たちがそのアトミックボムって言ったときに、a lot of people think that it's just like a big bomb, you know,、
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people actually don't know what it actually does to people.、Mm-hmm. なんかそこでギャップがあるみたいなのを結構ずっと指摘されてるじゃん。
Yeah. So, it's sort of, I would say there's limited detail in that area. Mm. And I personally think that's fine. I think it can be too much. You know, just, you know, parts of the movie were like hard to watch. I was like, I found myself like almost getting out of my chair. Like, let me out of here. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, I'm like, wow.
Very stressful.
Like, just let me, it's parts of it are just difficult, you know, just sort of make you feel uncomfortable. Which I guess is what it was intended to do in those parts. But
yeah, 見たい、見ないとね。
I think it's important for, you know, the last survivors of the bombing are very old at this point.
Yep. Yeah.
And part of what their message has been is, you know, to not forget how terrible that was, you know, and to keep sort of the emotional response alive, right?
Mm.
And, you know, so do you sort of take an emotional hit personally watching the movie, you know, is maybe a bit, but I do think that it's important to have some sort of cultural reminders of what happened and why it's, you know, it's not this like, it's not something where it's like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to push the button and we're going to like scare each other with this button stuff. It's like, it's not, I don't know. It's not a political tool. I mean, it, in a sense it is, but it shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, might be a bit idealist.
Mm. Well, then
The Barbie.
It was funny. It's a really well made marketing movie.
they're selling tons of merch.
I mean, the whole thing is a merch, right?
I was in a store here earlier, and there was a bunch of Barbie stuff for sale. I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really self aware. From the get-go, from the first scene, it's super meta, and it was very enjoyable. I thought about my childhood. I had those dolls, and
what was so meta about it? This first scene.
I wouldn't want to spoil it, but you will see it. Like, oh, this is really meta. Hmm. And it was funny. The actors, I think, did an amazing job, and it's a feminist movie, but
how feminist?
My husband enjoyed it as quite feminist.
Out of from 1 to 10, who's 10?
10.
Who's the most feminist?
Basically 10. Yeah.
I heard they say patriarchy a lot in that movie. Someone counted.
I don't know if they actually set patriarchy a lot, but it is about patriarchy.
I think they said it 10 times or something. I don't know if that's a lot. Know. Someone was counting. I mean, I guess they were bored.
It was funny. It was definitely funny. I mean, everyone was laughing, men and women. You know, my husband was laughing. I was laughing. Ryan Gosling was awesome. Yeah.
What about the Margot?
Margot Robbie was perfect.
Perfect. Whoa.
Yeah, they were both great.
They were both 10.
You know? I mean, Barbie and Ken are... I wouldn't think that it's an easy role to take on. I mean, those are dolls, you know? It's like... But... すごい上手だったし、まあなんかもうちょいこういう風にしたらちょっと最後の方でなんていうか残念な部分があって、私的にはこう、まあ、ペイチアーキーへの報復としてちょっとやっぱり男性に罰を与えるじゃないけど、若干そういうところがあって、そこだけもうちょいもうちょっと違う風にできたかなって思うところはあったけど、まあでもまあまあ。
Would you like it better if it was like an 8 out of 10 on the feminist scale or like what?
No, not the feminist scale, but the, そのやっぱ最後のそこだけかな、そこもうちょっとできたよねっていう。
But that wouldn't change where it is on the scale. A 10 で
いい。そうね。まあでもそのエンタイメンみたいな感じではないっていうか。
So it's not a 10. その 10 is anti-men. 10 is definitely anti-men, right?
Anti-men is not feminism.
Well, it depends who you ask. But
fake feminism.
I think a lot of people would disagree. But
okay, then it's not 10. I wouldn't say it's 10 if that's the definition. But まあでもそうね、その最後の1点だけちょっと anti-men までいかないけど、ちょっとそういう感じがあるところがあったか、それだけちょい残念だったけど、まあでも、まあ、バービーそこまで期待する。
is it anti-men or not anti-men, or some people might think it's anti-men but it's not, or it is but it's
some defensive people might think it's anti-men.
Defensive people.
まあでも、
What about not defensive?
うちの夫は別にそういうふうに全然思わなかったって言ってたけど、でもまあ人によってはそういうのにちょっとこうアレルギーみたいなのがある人はうってなる人もいるだろうなと思ったけど。
So it's a good movie? It's a commercial.
It was fun.
It's a commercial.
It was.
I didn't see any Oppenheimer merch, thankfully.
Like, yeah,
I don't think that's a franchise you can do.
Yeah.
It's weird. Some things, it's like...
Commercial, だけど.
Yeah, it's definitely not
but a merchandise situation. I saw Margot Robbie saying that when she read the script, she loved it, but then she thought that Mattel would never allow this movie to happen. So... まあそういう側面もだからそういう意味でなんかすごいメタな部分がある。
But I think Mattel wants to sell a bunch of.
Yeah, and they basically funded the whole thing, you know, and doing all the marketing and shit. So they're totally on board. But they do kind of make fun of themselves, and you know, they are aware of this gap between ideal.なんていうの、そのバービーっていう存在がどうあってほしかったっていう理想像と実際どうなってしまったかっていう現実のギャップみたいな、まあ、そういうところは描かれているから、
So Mattel,
so 意味で self-aware だなっていう感じはしたけど。
Was it Mattel or I guess the Barbie production company that put out the sort of the Barbenheimer like controversial meme?
I think it was the Barbie like movie account that they didn't produce it, but they retweeted it or commented or something, right? And that was まあちょっとあんまり考えてなかったのかなと思ったけど。
Not super self-aware there.
そう、アカウントはね、そう。だからやっぱりそのどうしてもそのただの大きい爆弾っていう風に捉えてる人が多いんだよね。だからそのバービーのアカウントの人もそういう感じだった。ただね、ブーンってかい、like it's just blowing up みたいな。なんかそういうやっぱりイメージが日本人が持ってる原爆のイメージと、まあ、全く違 う, もう本当に別物 みたいに、あのわざとじゃなくて、まあ、それは教育とかの問題だと思うんだけど持ってる印象が全然違うからねそれが結構浮き彫りになっちゃってるのかなと思ったけど
You know there's this in the movie, well, in real life too, I suppose. I mean, in history, the dropping of the bomb was justified with a comparison of casualty estimates for U.S. service members if they did a land invasion versus if they used the bomb.
Right.
And I think in an American education, it's fairly clear cut there that it right. was justified, not only justified, it was necessary.
Right.
And there are different angles to this. You know, the Russians were developing something. The Russians were going to invade if the U.S. didn't do that. You know, some people say that, you know, they just wanted to test it on... you know, civilian targets. I don't really think that's the case, but what, how do you think about that? Like, what do you make of that?
まあ、日本の人は多分 land invasion は、まあ、その当時どう、一般市民がどう思ってたか別として、land invasion する予定はなかったんじゃないかっていうふうに、まあ、当時の資料とかを見て、まあ、行間を見るしかないけど思ってる人が多いします 何が何でもそれをジャスティファイされることではないっていうことじゃん日本からすると
So people don't think that the land invasion would have happened in the absence of the bomb?
そういう人の方が多いんじゃないかなと思うけどね
What are they, How do they thinkWhat did they think was going to happen then? If there's no land invasion? Because Russia was going to invade by land, presumably. And I think certainly the U.S. was willing to do that. I mean, they had done similar...
だから何かアグリーメントができないかどうか模索しようとしてたんではないかっていう。だから勝たなきゃいけないっていうナラティブをちょっと落とそうとしてたんではないかっていう。
Well, the perception of the U.S. at the time, at least my impression, is that Japan would have fought to the last man, woman, and child, and unless you know the emperor said otherwise.
そう、だからそのエンペラーの。あの出したドキュメントを見ていくとそのだからそれが行間を読むしかないんだけどその絶対に勝たなきゃいけないみたいなところからちょっとトーンダウンはしていたみたいなだからもしかしてそういうアグリーメントを取ろうとしてたのかもしれないっていうことがあるんだけど、まあ、ただ原爆っていうのがどういうものかを分かってる日本人からするとこれがジャスティファイされるシナリオってそもそもないよねっていう ところになるわけじゃん。そこでやっぱり認識のギャップがすごくある。
But I don't think the firebombing was really justified either. You know, a lot of things were going on that, you know, obviously couldn't be justified. But like the
right,
the firebombing was totally civilian targets in Tokyo. And resulted in, I mean, right. this is burning to death, which is not much better than being, you know, vaporized or irradiated or, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not much better.
特にその民主主義でもなく、ね、言われた通りやってる。言われた通りのことを信じるしかない情報も限られてるし、
うん、
っていう中でやっぱそのシビリアンズが対象にされて、しかも2個も落とすっていうさ、
Yeah, so, and the, so the argument about why there were two, because you know I always thought like, wellthey could drop one and like wait until that had been totally, you know, inspected by Japan, and you know, it took time to relay that to, you know, the emperor. Yeah. And I think it was like three days, something like that, between the bombings, but the argument on the US side is like, we needed to show them that we could keep doing this, and that's, you know, and that's why they dropped two. You know, these are decisions, these are arguments, decisions made by military people, right, in the context of
right
that war, you know. So the movie itself, you know, doesn't make any, it leaves it open-ended, right? Obviously this question, how could you not, right? But it is
全部本当にもう何想定の話だからね、その究極だから Man in the High Castle みたいなさ、ああいうこうあれも完全に妄想というか想像の話だけど、じゃあ日本が勝ってたらどうなってたかみたいな、
mm-hmm.
ね、そう、まあ分かんないよね。だそこでだから日本に事前に知らせてたらどうなってたかとかさ、なんで知らせなかったとか、まあ、いろいろさあるから、
うん、mm-hmm.
yeah
Well, I think the point is to, you know, reduce the probability that something like that happens again. And so, and there has been a lot of sort of flippant talk and speculation about things going nuclear with the whole, like, you know, Russia stuff. And so I think the timing of this is...pertinent、
mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
だしやっぱ終わってからその何かをジャスティファイするっていうのは、まあ、普通に単純に人間個人個人同士でもそうじゃない、それは無理というかさ、
mm.
いやだってこうだったからってそれはいくらでも言えるけど、その自分がやってしまったことに対してさ、それ日本ももちろん他の国に対して同じで、mm. どの国でもそうだけど、
Yeah, you should see it, so...
だってしょうがなかったじゃんってさ、言えることではない。
Yeah, there's like specific scenes that are very powerful in this、うん、that really sort of capture the conundrum in a way that's、うん、like palpable. So...、
うん、yeah. 今年すごい、なんかね、今までなんとなく 全然映画館で見たい映画そんなに少ないなって感じだったけど、今年夏になって急にこうミッションインポッシブル、オッペンハイマー、バービーもう3部作みたいな、なんか映画館でもこう同時に3つポスターが貼ってあってさ、どこに行ってもこの3つやってますよみたいな。
Did you watch Mission Impossible?
Yeah, I talked about it here, right? You should go.
Oh yeah,
あれこそあれも映画館で見た方がいいよ。あれはなんかテレビで見たらちょっともったいないような。あ、それで宮崎駿のやつもやってるでしょ日本は今。だから今年夏すごい。なんだっけ、君たちはどう生きるかとかだ、そんな感じだった気がする。
Hmm.
でも全然マーケティングしてないから、それこそ何にもそのなんていうのマテリアルズがないというか、何の話かも分かんないし、写真もない、なんていうの、トレーラーもないのかな、もしかして。なんかそういう画像、動画画像が全然回ってないから。
I kind of thought that he had retired.
逆に気になる。
No? Am I confused?
No.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's good.
でもすごいなんかいいらしいよ。わかんないけど。
Hmm.
こっちでやってないし。いや、やってない全然。やると思うけどね、普通に。でも英語で見たくないから、なんか字幕版みたいなやつを見るしかないけど。
How are you gonna watch it? Or you'd rather not?
なんか何時間かによるのよ何時間かによるのよ。なんかそのお迎えに行く前に終わってくれる映画じゃないと見れないからさ。
Wait, how long is the Miyazaki one?
わかんない、何時間なんだろう。長そうだよね。でも
Is there a limit at how long it can be? I saw that Post Malone went on...
2時間4分だって。
Post Malone went on the Joe Rogan Experience. Is it still called that? And
yeah.
I think it's like a 5-hour conversation.
バービーがね1時間50分とかなんで2時間ないぐらいで、オッペンハイマーはほぼ3時間でしょ、
うん、
間に合わないんだよね。だから これでね映画館行けてないあの子持ちの人結構いるんじゃないかなと思ってきたもん。なんかあ、ちょっと子供が学校行ってる間に見れそうかなって思うんだけど、
あ、3時間。 You know, you could watch half. You could watch the first half and then leave.
What?
And then next time you just watch the second half, no?
また払うの？映画そんな安くないよ今ダブル払うわけ、ちょっときついでしょそれ。
How much is it over there for a movie?
なんか行く場所によってちょっと値段が違うんだよな。でもなんか最近行ってる近所のところはいくらなんだろう、でも2000円ぐらいかな。
Oh really?
あ、ピークで1500円、オフピークとか変な何平日だと1200円、1000円ちょいの日もあるかな、
うん、
だ日本とそんな変わんないかね。じゃ
あ I think Japan might be more expensive. Wait, what is it? It's like, no, it's 1600円、1800円。
あ、そっか。まあでもじゃあ同じくらい、ピークと同じくらいか。アメリカは、うん、
America is cheaper, I think.
Also.
Well, it depends what you go to.
Mm.
So, because there's standard. There's 70 millimeter. There's IMAX.
Ah, ah, so.
There's 3D, 4DX.
Right.
You know, there's all this like stuff. And then here they have the theaters where your seat folds back, it goes flat. You have like a leg rest. You're like,
right,
you can
right,
lie
right.
down like a bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. カリフォルニアにもあった。もうそれめっちゃいいよね。もう家みたい。
It's pretty,
最高じゃんと思った。
Pretty crazy, actually. Yeah, so I had one of those.
結構ふわふわでね、椅子が。
Yeah, but then I end up, I'm watching the movie like this, you know?
あ、フルフラットはちょっと行き過ぎだけど、なんか私が言ったやつはリクライニングでこう足もこうやってパコンって出るやつだったから、
Yeah.
めちゃくちゃリラックスして見れるじゃん。最高って感じだった。
I didn't go full flat, but I think I could have. I like would. You know?
で、うちの近くの映画館はその朝の時間はね、ちょっと赤ちゃんとかを連れてきてもいいですよみたいな。結構インクルーシブ映画館みたいな感じだから。
Can you bring your pet, your service animal?
ペットは無理だけど、なんかアーティズムの人とか赤ちゃんいる人とか、その真っ暗にならない方がいいとか、ちょっと声出しちゃうかもしれないとか、でそういう人はこの時間帯にどうぞみたいなのがあって、だからこう私と夫だけで見に行くんだったらさ、どうせならそういう時間帯じゃない時にしようかなとかいろいろあるわけじゃん。そうするとね、ちょっと限られてきちゃうんだけど。
America is so different.
今更
so different. I hadn't been back here in like, I don't know.
あ、そっか。久しぶり。
4 years or something? 3 years? 4 years? Something like that. Pre-COVID. COVID for sure. But wow, it's different from the last time I was here. But it's just so different from being in Tokyo that it's just...
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, things here have probably deteriorated a bit since the last time I was here, as is probably the case with most of America.
治安とかってこと?
Oh, there's crime all over the place. There was a crime right next to where I am right now that just happened. Like a couple days ago, someone like took like a crowbar or something and pried open all the mailboxes and stuff.
Mailboxes?
There's like mailboxes on the street.
Yeah.
And someone like apparently like pried a bunch of them open and like the doors are all like crumpled up metal now.
Okay.
But there's, I was looking at a crime map, which you shouldn't do, but you know there's things are not as safe as in Tokyo. Let me say that.
あ、まあそれはそうです。それはそうでしょう。どこでもまあまあ。
And when you're driving, when you're on the road, you see all kinds of situations here. You know.
Okay.
Most cars are damaged. They have no intention of fixing it. And it's just a different lifestyle. Like, it's very rare to see a damaged car in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But here it's like, it's rare to see one that's not.
What are the positive sides?
The sky is big.
Right.
The clouds are really pretty.
Yeah.
That's
actually なんかすごいいいよね。メンタルヘルス的にさ、わーってなるよね。久しぶりにそういうとこに行くと。
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, oh my, I'm like, look at those clouds. People are just like, yeah, whatever. Just shut up. I mean, people that have been here, you know. I'm like, I think that's a cumulonimbus. I just sound like a fucking dork. You know, like, But I'm seeing like weather systems all, you know, like, oh, it's like raining over there. Like, oh, there's a rainbow. You don't get that many rainbows in Tokyo. There's not that many, you know? I don't know if you get a lot of rainbows where you are, but over here it's just.
Yeah, I see rainbows here and there. It's just like Tokyo が rainbow がないというよりなんか空が狭いからさ、あんま見えないよね。出てたとしても。
You see like a little tiny. I mean, people don't really look up that much. Oh, you can see the stars here. You can see stars. You can see satellites. You can see the International Space Station. You can see the Chinese space station. You can see
That's fun.
You know, the night sky.
How long are you there for again?
About a month.
Oh, 結構長いね。
うん。
めっちゃ焼けて帰ってくる。でも外出れないから逆に白くなって帰ってくるのか。
I'm getting tan, even though I'm like not going outside. Just from like the really brief exposures, like walking to the car, I'm like turning darker. My feet are. I've been wearing
sandals.
This is another thing about this. When you're over here, like people eat out in their. In their underwear. It's like a thing that I've noticed. Like, maybe a little more in California than here. I was in California first. I was in San Clemente. I think that's how you say it. Yeah, the people were just wearing underwear.
Because it's too hot, or
because it's hot, because it's comfortable. It's sort of the next evolution of the yoga pants. You know, just wearing the yoga pants. At some point, you're just wearing your underwear.
Yeah,
it's not like once that I've seen this. It's like,
なんかさ、アメリカ行くとさ、やっぱ butt cracks めっちゃ見る。おじさんとかの butt cracks めっちゃ見る。日本でさ、butt cracks 見えることなくない？その老若男女
見たいの？
いや見たくないから、見たくないんだけど、日本でそのバッククラックス見えることってないんだけどさ、アメリカ行くとなんか急にいろんなところでバッククラックスを見せつけられる気がする。
Right. That's true. I think it's a weight thing. There is a weight problem over here.
Right.
And I don't know if I should call it frame it as a weight problem, because that's very body negative or something.
Shaming.
Yeah. But it's thoroughly out of hand. And I think people, it's my weight's getting out of hand over here. Like, American food is impossible to be healthy.
So you're mostly eating out instead of eating at home?
Some of both, but if you do any eating out, even eating at home is, it's tough. I don't know. It's the portions are different. You're not moving. Like I can't. I'm not walking. I'm not going up and down the stairs. Of, you know, Owe Losan. It's car, air conditioning, car. You know, like you really have to go out. You have to be proactive about your health. Mm. Otherwise, you are getting less healthy.
Mm.
Whereas in Japan, you can sort of be in this equilibrium. Your portions are okay. You're drinking, I don't know, green tea. You're walking around, you know?
Yeah. I think London is actually similar to Tokyo.
Do you feel you're in an equilibrium? Because over here, it's like, it feels very uphill battle.
Like, we walk a lot, and the portion size is normal, I would say. And, yeah.
Hmm.
People are, you know,
and that's the case in some parts of the U.S. I think some cities,
yeah,
But when you're in sort of a more rural or suburban setting, it's the car. It's the car thing. The car thing.
Yeah, like I know
it's just rough.
なんか自分が行ってもそうだけどさ、あっちから来た時にすごい思わない。 Like my husband's aunt from Fort Myers, when she was visiting Tokyo, なんかうちらはさ普通にちょっと歩いて、じゃあ浅草ちょっと観光しようかとか、 And it's just like 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk, you know, maybe 30 minutes. It's nothing for us. But for her, it's like so much walking, right? It's like 500% of what she usually does.
Right.
So, なんか全然ちまあでも確かにね、そのなんていうの、家からスーパーまで車で行って、その車からスーパーまでとかは歩くけどみたいな感じだもんね。
Yeah, and it's just this little difference that adds up every day.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
That's what it is. And it's like it's so hard to proactively counteract that difference, because you're you have five, three, four, 5 days worth of not walking. Like, how can you really exercise and make up for that? That's really hard to do.
I almost lose weight when I go to the States, though, because like, if we order like a full meal, then I'm like, okay, this is going to be my lunch and dinner tomorrow. I'm taking it home, right? So I don't overeat, because I need to like 逆に leave some for tomorrow. And then if I'm not doing that, if I go to like a fancy place, I'm not going to order an actual like main, because I know that it's going to be too much. I just eat appetizers. So 逆になんかさ、そんなに食べない。すごいヘルシーなサラダとかだけ食べてもうこれでいいやみたいな。じゃないとちょっともう too much だし。
I need to figure out how to do that, because I'm just like desperately, I'm like doing push-ups and sit-ups and stuff, and I'm like, it's not
just
working.
Just do takeaway.
I'm just getting...
Just get the takeaway box.
The way I live, the way I manage my diet has always been, I don't have stuff at home that is unhealthy. Do you know what I mean? It's not there.
Yeah.
So when it's there, it's...
You eat it?
If it's there, I make sure that it's not there. It's stupid.
I'm the same way, but then I hate myself sometimes in the supermarket, like later on, you know, like before period or something, I want something really sweet. And then I remember myself at the supermarket earlier, like being tempted, but decided not to buy it because supermarket me is always super healthy. And then at home, I'm like, damn, supermarket me, you know, I wish I had bought the ice cream.
Right, I don't have
almost
that,
bought.
Like, yeah, well, when you have total control of like what food is around you, that's much easier. But
yeah.
Yeah.
家にめっちゃ今あるんだ。じゃあそういう美味しいものっていうか。
But even like leftovers and stuff, like there's no way. You're either eating too much or you're bringing food home, in which case
bring that home and eat that for tomorrow lunch instead of just, you know, snacking on it.
Well, I know that, but I have this thing where when I'm eating out, I want to finish the meal. You know, like you eat food.
Not in the States. Don't do that.
When you eat food, you want to like. You don't want to leave rice. And if you leave rice, you want to like organize it in like a little area, you know? But ideally, you don't leave rice. You know, you don't leave food.
Like
like if I left food.
でもアメリカだったら持って帰ればいいじゃん、別に。こっちでももう何でも持って帰るよ、みんな。
I haven't switched my mind yet. I'm still trying to.
You gotta do that as soon as you land, you know?
It's like, you know, you finish all the food, you drink the last bit of miso shiru, and it's, you know, like this, you know, gochisou sama desu, like the hashi is down.
Yeah, Nihon wa sou da kedo sa, Amerika de sore yatteta ra mou taoreちゃう yo.
So you don't finish food?
I never finish food in the States.
What about
at restaurants?
In London?
No, I always take something home. Here, I can usually finish stuff, but then if I can't, I'll just take it home.
Okay.
もうその何持って帰るバックスとかみんなあるからさ。
I'm really worried about the tipping thing here. I'm worried. This whole like 30%, the 35%, the screens, the screens with the pop-ups where you have to like pick the, and the default is like 30% or whatever.
Oh my
and,
God.
There's like, and someone got shot and killed because he didn't like tip enough.
What?
Like the server got his gun and shot this guy and he's like dead. It's like, well, you should have, you know, that's what happens if you don't tip enough.
Yeah, それはちょっとものすごいエッジケースだと思うけど。
Well, it happened, you know, that could have been you. That could have been me. Right. I don't know.
But, チップね、本当アメリカもう今 たまに宮川さんも言ってるけども、今すぐ廃止してさ、もう、
なんてい
うの、普通に時給に上乗せしろやっていう、もう元から、おかしいじゃん。なんでさ、客に転嫁するの、そこ。
We were at this Korean place earlier and I ordered samgyeopsal. And the samgyeopsal doesn't. I asked if it comes with like the lettuce, you know, so you can like wrap it. And there's no lettuce. It doesn't come with the lettuce. It's like, that's going to cost extra. It's like, all right, fine. You know, charge us the extra. You can't have samgyeopsal without the lettuce.
Yeah.
Is that just me? I don't know. But
no.
Like, and so they bring the samgyeopsal, and the server says, "Oh, sorry, we're out of lettuce." Well, actually, there's
what?
There's no one to cut the lettuce. But is this okay? Mm-hmm. I'm so thrown off by like there's no one to cut the lettuce. Like I'll cut it. Give me the lettuce. I'll cut it.
Yeah. You know,
like you don't know how to cut lettuce? Like what? I don't get it. You know. But this is
America. You don't even cut it, right? Samgyeopsal 用だったら別にペリって剥がしてそのままじゃん。
She said there's no one to cut the lettuce. So yeah, like that you're right. I don't, it's so confusing, but. She's like, "Is this okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then she leaves, and I'm like, "Wait, this isn't okay. What? How am I gonna eat the samgyeopsal without any lettuce? You know?"
Wait, so they do like have the lettuce, but they can't give it to you because they don't have anyone.
They who can there's cut no it. One. There's no one. There is no one. That can cut the lettuce. Okay.
でももうさ、じゃあさ、このレタス、この売ってるまんまさ、丸いまんまもうくれよって感じじゃない？別にそれでいいんだけど、そしたらペリってしてそれまま食べるじゃん。どういう意味だろう？
There's no one to cut the lettuce.
ちょっとよくわかんないね。
And she says this after when she brings all the pork for the samgyeopsal, right? This huge plate. This thing is like $30, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, "Is this okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so she left. And then it hit me like this is not okay. You know, the no lettuce.
Yeah.
It's situation.
Not okay. どうしたの？それで。
So we asked to have them take it back, and she was like, "Oh, it's raw meat. I've touched it." And we're like, "Well, we haven't touched it." She's like, "Yeah, but
oh, you wanted it. To return it. You and tried to return the meat."
Oh yeah, it's like, what am I gonna do with all this meat with no lettuce? Do people is samgyeopsal just pork, like that's it? Just it was literally just some pork. Like I'm not a Korean food expert, so I could be way off. But I thought there was like it was like more than just.
Like I think in Japan and in Korea, they definitely give you, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Like they first of all they give you kimchi, they give you this miso thing, and they give you, you know, garlic and And then of course 産地とかさ、その巻くものを絶対くれるじゃん。で、おかわり自由とか、その巻くやつは。
None of those things. Just the pork.
でもロンドンも、ロンドンでも一回行った時、その肉だけみたいな。And then all the other stuff you have to order it, you know?
Oh, is, maybe you know this, but is Korean, konnyaku different than Japanese konnyaku?
わかんない。Why?
Because I ate konnyaku and it, there was no bounce. It was like a,
柔らかいってこと?
It was like a, almost like a paste.
But how legit was this place? Was it run by Korean people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there were Korean people there. There was BTS in the entrance. It's totally legit.
That means nothing. That means nothing.
There was a huge BTS poster, life size.
What about the customers? Is it all Korean people or?
It's not all Korean people. It's not going to be all Korean people around here. But there were Asian people in there. But I don't want to judge it based on these other things. I just want to know. Like, I don't.
Of course, you have to judge with all these other factors, you know? Is it full of white people or is it full of Eastern Asian looking people?
Still a great meal.
How legit is it?
The rice situation is brutal out here. Like, I had
Why?
Some...
Like rice is not good?
I had some sushi that... I don't want to just be like complaining. But oh man.
Who's eating sushi in Arizona?
No, I think that was in California. California did not... That was rough. But... Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have this experience, you know, they haven't been out of Japan for a while and develop some sort of PTSD / phobias trying to eat, you know, other stuff, so.
文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。先ほどちょっと一瞬メンションしたけど、バイリンガルニュース .jp でBN メンバーシップっていうメンバーシップもやっています。メンバーの方々本当にありがとうございます。この間ちょっとまた新しいブログ記事を上げて、まさにバービーの話とかをしています。あと冒頭でお伝えした通り、マーズローバー T シャツ、めっちゃイケてる T シャツ新しく追加しているので、ぜひそちらもチェックしてみてください。メンバーの方々は全商品、15% オフだっけ。 I always forget、
Yes。
そう、あの割引になるので、ぜひログインした状態で、ショップをチェックしてみていただけると助かります。あとエッセイだ、エッセイも音声解説この間出したので、読み放題プラン入ってる人はぜひ聞いてみてください。なんか日本語のなまりが強いって言われるというお悩みというか質問についてそのことを話しています。
Yes。
ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラム、スレッズ、X、やってるので、ぜひフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。